This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle.
Agenda 21 Show. Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show, you suspicious person, you. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Again, 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. You're writing it. Wow. That's all I can say is that this is, it's your time. It's your day. Listen, I am telling you, the amount of news and information that's out there in the world, it's just so intense. It's just picking, you know. It's just picking the low-hanging fruit. It's always good news. You get up there to the top echelon of news, and you're like going, oh, my God, is this really happening? It is amazing. As I look back, I'm going to wax and wane a little bit. But as you look back 10, 15, 20 years, in the infancy of the citizen journalist, which is really what we're seeing, the explosion right now, one of the main reasons why you have such all this news and information out there, is because of citizen journalists doing gumshoe work. They're the gumshoe walkers, if you will. They're the gumshoe investigators, like the FBI used to have gumshoe investigators. We call them black hats versus gumshoe. You know, you hear us talk about good FBI and bad FBI. There's the black hat FBI and CIA, and then there's the gumshoers, those that really get down and do the right thing. And we have citizen journalists that are doing that all over the country. And I just want to say a little bit of a shout out before we get into the news of the day to all of our citizen journalists who do contribute to the show daily. Loyal, listeners who have become citizen journalists in their own rights. Some people want to be recognized, some people don't, some people give me the pseudonym, you know, that sort of thing. You know, another name, I should say, to work under. So we're really happy, and I just want a little bit of a shout out to you. Barbara Bush, everybody, is still mourning Barbara Bush's passing the other day. And now we understand that the First Lady will be attending the funeral. I think it's absolutely appropriate that she attend. The First Lady should be attending the First Lady's funeral, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so we got that going on. California, here we go again. Jerry Brown finding himself in another bind. The schizophrenic Jerry Brown. You know, it was interesting. We didn't get a chance to read the entire grievance yesterday from Tuesday's grievance, grievance number 13. This is for New California State. We do this every Tuesday. We're doing this for 40 weeks, and we got done with week 13. Now, oh boy, 27 more weeks for Jerry Brown to endure the grievances from New California. We're just laying it all down for everybody. And, you know, it's really funny that I really think that the New California State movement has got to be claiming some credit for the really setting the pace, setting the narrative about what is wrong with California. And I think that people are really, really happy to see what's happening. There is a huge, it's a groundswell. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And ultimately what's going to happen is this groundswell is going to meld itself right into New California, and we're going to form a new state. This will happen. It absolutely will happen. But Jerry Brown, schizophrenic behavior again. What he's decided to do is say, oh, we're going to now send everybody down. Yes, you can go. First we could, then we couldn't. Then we could, then we couldn't. Then we could, then we could. And terms and all this other good stuff going on, right? Okay, so now Jerry Brown has decided that, yes, because of mounting pressure, and we'll talk about this in a second, the city of, or the county of San Diego goes along with the support of Donald Trump's lawsuit, the anti-SB 54 sanctuary state suit, is in full swing in San Diego. And Los Alamitos voted to actually sue the state. They're going further. They're just going to sue the state because they're not going to comply with any of these laws. I think they're going to make it, I don't know, I could be in speculation mode here, but certainly SB 54, but the other, there's several other companion laws, if you know what I mean, that it doesn't look like the city of Los Alamitos is going to go along with. Looks like they're going to be actually saying, no, 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 we're not going to do that one either. So a lawsuit coming against the state of California for that. So this is now becoming quite a tidal wave because there are a lot of counties, and I want to get this out on the record, there are a lot of counties and municipalities out in California that have weighed in, and a lot of them, in fact, took action last year when these bills were being brought up and said, we're not going to support it. They were counties that were going, like Shasta County and Tehama County, just to mention a couple. They decided, hey, look, we're just not going along with this, period. You pass it, we're not going along. So they're already on record. And there's a lot of cities and municipalities in California that have not weighed in, even though they have their own resolutions that they've passed. So we're going to try and look into that here at Agenda 21 Radio because we think it's very, very salient and relevant to the new California state movement. We want to give those people recognition so that it really puts it into perspective and people can really truly understand really what is going on relative to this to the Soul Sanctuary state pushback, if you will, because it's pushing back. I mean, it's the topic of conversation everywhere right now. You go out to a Starbucks. A Starbucks. You go out to the Starbucks and you can listen. Starbucks, I mean, boy, they're going to shut down for a day because of having two black men arrested in the restroom for using the restroom at Starbucks. Wow. I mean, I'm not going to make too much of this. This would be something that is I don't know what to make. It was one person who did this. Should the whole system shut down at Starbucks? They're going to do that. 8,000 of their Starbucks stores are just going to close down. So that they can get all sensitivity training. And one person made a mistake. And who knows why she did. And again, apparently they just let this girl go. But, you know, she's got her side of the story. I'd like to know what was going on and why the reaction like this from Starbucks and why the arrest. Was there something else going on? I mean, you know, you had the police involved. It wasn't just the person at the store. It was the police that were involved, too. So what's up with that? You know what I mean? Does it make a lot of sense? So Starbucks, the liberal bastion of Starbucks. And, you know, for those of you that with CCRs and everything, CCW, excuse me, make sure that you go to Starbucks and go in and get the go ahead and get your coffee. No, listen, I'm not trying to be a troublemaker. But the bottom line is, who do these people think they are? And by the way, they need to forget about those green coffee stirrers. Get some red ones. Be seasonal. You know, when it comes to Halloween, get orange ones. Get red ones at Christmas. And say hey, Merry Christmas to everybody. What do you think about that? Okay, so we're leading again in some of the stories. It's an interesting one. You know, we've been talking about, I came out very, very heartily against the Tim Draper tri-state attempt. And now Tammy Bruce on Fox News is reporting, oh, guess what? Unlikely California split would kill GOP Senate majority. I'm shocked to see that they're taking my article. You can take it. It's okay. It says, I just saw this. It just came across the screen. So I'm going to have to investigate. Serious investigation coming up right now in the next 2 minutes. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. It's the only movement. It is the only movement.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to New California. Ha ha! I fooled you. Good stand. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And visit, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. I just had to do that. It's a little tease for the news story that's coming up. What can I say? Okay, so before we get into the Jerry Brown schizophrenic, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic and so am I. Remember that from What About Bob? That's Jerry Brown. And he's got other issues too. It's not just, he may be a paranoid schizophrenic. I shouldn't be name dropping. Perhaps, well, certainly a narcissistic schizophrenic. No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be saying things. The dear governor. Anyway, okay, so breaking up California. This is now salient because the discussion is just going crazy and led by New California, of course, is the national discussion about what's going to be happening in California. I'm kind of giddy. Listen, there's brew going on right now. I got to tell you that right now. It's wafting its way into the studio and it's driving me nuts. So, yes, there will be a fresh cup of brew handed to me shortly. So I'm excited. Now, of course, by the end of the third hour, we will be buzzed beyond all recognition. No, not really. Well, I make a tough cup of coffee. I mean, it is bold. When you can take the spoon and you put it right in the middle of your coffee and you let go and that spoon just stands there erect in that coffee cup, guess what? You've made man-style coffee. That's the way we make it here in Studio 21. Okay, so Dems... This is an article from Fox News. Just came out. California Dems dreaming. Long shot bid to split up state would boost party in Senate. You think? Okay. Now, let's make the switch. Let's make the switch. And as was reported by Agenda 21 Radio. See if the article is still up here. Do I have it here? Why the three-state initiative will fail. Written by me, April 16th. Now, you judge for yourself. I wrote this, and now we have this article in Fox News today. Why the three-state initiative will fail. And this is because when it came out, I was just getting hammered. Not hammered, but we're all getting hammered about, well, you know, are you the three-state initiative, New California? No, we're not. We're New California State, newcaliforniastate.com. Go and check it out. We are not that. Now, in all fairness, you know, I have talked to Mr. Draper. I had him on my radio show in 2014 and discovered that this whole thing about three-state initiative was something that really the sixth state then, it was six, it wasn't going anywhere. So I knew something was up. And now he's got the three-state initiative. Something is up. So from my article, which was dated April 16th, I've been asked to respond to recent developments regarding three-state California ballot initiative by Tim Draper. Just last week, it was revealed the initiative reached well beyond the necessary 365,000 signatures by obtaining over 600,000 signatures. If all these signatures are verified or the 365 threshold is achieved, then the initiative will be placed on the ballot for the general election of November 2018. Doesn't that sound intimidating and threatening? Like, hey, we're going to have a vote and you better do it. Okay, this is democracy in action. This is not a Republican form of government being shown here. This is pure democracy. We're going to have a vote, and you better, then what? We're going to vote, then what? Here is the initiative, which, by the way, is the lamest thing I've ever... I'll let you judge, but I think it's lame. So then, well, of course, I'm tainting. Divides California into three states. This is from the Division of California into Three States Initiative statute that has been authorized by the Attorney General of California. Javier Becerra did this. He authorized it. See, got to connect the dots. Divides California into three states, subject to approval by Congress. Assigns each county to a new state. Upon passage, directs the governor to request that Congress grant approval within 12 months. Governor, you better do this. Hey, I'm Jerry Brown, and I'm snapping to attention because I know Tim Draper, and his company contributes millions of dollars to California's government coffers. So, well, you bet I'm going to do it. Then, if Congress approves, directs legislature to divide California assets and liabilities between the new states. Provides that if the legislature fails to act within 12 months of congressional approval, debts shall be distributed among the new states based upon population relative to California population as a whole, and assets within the boundaries of each new state shall become the assets of the new state. Summary of estimates by the Legislative Analyst Office and Director of Finance of Physical Impact on State and Local Government. Here you go. Assuming this measure is approved. This is from the LAO. This is a nonpartisan organization, the Legislative Analyst Office. So they're Director of Finance. They're making these statements, okay? They're making these assumptions. Assuming this measure is approved by the voters and the federal government and allowed by the courts, all tax collections and spending by the existing state of California would end. California's existing state assets and liabilities would be divided up among the three states, and these states would make their own decisions about state and local taxes and spending. That's the initiative. Okay, now something wrong with the picture, because it is an initiative, right? So this is what I say in the article. This is how I say it. Let's be clear about what this attempted breakup of California really is about. The ballot initiative process to achieve statehood is unconstitutional and will not create any new state. The U.S. Constitution is very clear in Article 4, Section 3, which it states, new states may be admitted to the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as the Congress. Now, that's a lot different than voting your way into it, right? Because that's the only way you can do it, guys. And Timmy, we had this conversation before. Timmy Draper, we had this conversation. You cannot do it this way. I'm sorry, but this, you see, there's this supremacy clause, which is a different article from this one, by the way. It's Article 6, Clause 2. It says the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, not the way you think Tim Draper should be, or written as an initiative. See, he didn't get it in 2014, does not understand it now, so therefore it will not happen. My article goes on, none of the following statements from the ballot initiative is possible because they are not even attempting to satisfy the requirements of Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Hello? Assuming this measure is approved by the voters, the federal, so on, it says Californians will go to the ballot box and vote, and if they approve the ballot measure, and then their attempts to follow the directions of the initiatives, they will be disappointed when the Congress rejects Governor Brown's efforts to get their approval. Now, Governor Brown is by the Constitution, the governor is irrelevant in the process. And number four, the three states will create one more liberal state outright immediately. The third state, Southern California, if illegal immigration patterns continue, would in 5 years turn blue, thus giving the union a net three Democratic states. Some of my other statements, this is not a serious attempt to create three states because it does not follow the U.S. Constitution. And I had this conversation with Mr. Draper in 2014. So what is the motive for all this? This is what I'm saying. This is a distraction. Keep the people of California confused while giving them false hope which distracts them from the serious problems that confront the Golden State. Mr. Draper has and continues to benefit by having his multi-billion dollar business in a state run by a monoparty governance system led by a dictator, which he directly benefits Mr. Draper. I said that. I'm shocked to see now when we come back, it's now a Fox News article. What's going on? It's time to slam dunk it.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, which is the topic of discussion right now. We're discussing this. It's just a serious issue. It absolutely is. Okay, so Fox News, well, they kind of picked up on what I was saying in my article that I wrote several days ago. And that's okay. Good. Keep it up. This is the stuff we want to see. We want to be celebrating newcaliforniastate.com. We absolutely do. And so anyway, let's get back to this Fox News thing. It says, California Dems dreaming long. This is their article. I was saying it's never going to happen, but, you know, I think they've written a very good article here, because it does put it into perspective about what some of their desires are. And presuming that this is a serious attempt to break it up so they can have an advantage. Let's just say that everything is equal, and throw my bias out, which, you know, I gave you my bias because I reported on stuff that I was talking about with Tim Draper in 2014 about the state split, and I said it's not going to happen because it's unconstitutional. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Okay. I've rendered that decision on myself. That's just what I think. I'm not a judge. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a person. I'm a human being. I really am. I'm a human being. There really is a human being behind the microphone projecting. You know what I mean? Anyway, so throw that bias out. And let's just look at this from their perspective, just purely that this is a power play, okay? And the article is right in assessing this, which I think is a good part of this. And it's reflected in the title. California Dems dreaming? Long shot bid to split state would boost party and Senate. Okay, so they're just giving you the what ifs here, and they're not really. Well, they've got some people that say it's not going to happen. It's a long shot, never going to happen. And they don't say why, by the way, some of these so-called specialists about the Constitution. You just say it's not constitutional because of Article 4, Section 3. It's not compliant. That's what we say. Okay, but let's just go on. I'm sorry. So this is their play on it. Presuming that they're just going after a power play, and it's real and legitimate, and Tim Draper's their lead on this. This is an article. It says California's likely will vote in November on a long-shot referendum to split their giant state into three, a measure that, while standing little chance of success, would represent a political gift to Democrats. See, so the author is Maxim Lott. Maxim Lott. Such a California breakup would upset the political balance in the Senate if it actually happened and hurt the GOP. According to a Fox News analysis of county-level voting data, splitting California as outlined would create two solid blue states and one leaning blue state. See, that's just basically what I said. Now, this is says that could very well mean four extra Senate seats for Dems plus four more electoral votes in presidential elections. So is there an ulterior motive to this otherwise quirky referendum campaign? In Silicon Valley, Tim Draper, who last week announced he'd collected enough signatures to get the measure on the California ballot, told Fox News his motivation is strictly nonpartisan and aimed at creating more efficient government. Well, let's see here. Let's see what he said. They have the little article here. We'll see if it comes up.
With $1 billion in assets and a university campus in San Mateo, entrepreneur Tim Draper is pitching what could be the next California craze, or the next crazy idea from California.
With three states, we're going to be able to govern for the next millennial. It's going to be awesome.
Draper's Cal 3 initiative seeks to split the Golden State into three separate states. He's collected 600,000 signatures from all 58 counties to have the issue placed on the November ballot.
And California residents are going to get better representation.
Some of those who'd be affected by the three-way split are sounding off.
I don't feel it needs to really be split up. I'm cool with the way it is.
I don't got a problem with California going three different states.
Actually, separating would create more issues and more problems, according to experts. First, about half of the collected ballot signatures would need to be certified. Then could come the lawyers.
There's been litigation about whether or not laws like this or initiatives like this are considered to be outright revisions wholesale to the Constitution or merely amendments.
Santa Clara University law professor Margaret Russell says the courts would likely rule creating three states is revising California's constitution.
You can't just operate California separately and decide to be three or six or 100 different states. You have to set up a process to connect that to the supreme law of the land.
The supreme law of the land. Thank you very much, Santa Clara. But, you know, interesting, Santa Clara, you're giving bad advice to Jerry Brown on the sanctuary state status thing.
Action would have to come through Congress. You know, the same collection of politicians that agree on very little. Well, they'd have to ratify the change. The last time a state split was West Virginia from Virginia. And at that point, Virginia was part of the Confederacy, not the Union. With long odds all the way around and lukewarm support, the outcome seems dubious.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Draper stands behind his latest venture.
In California, we can't do worse.
And plans to present the signatures in Sacramento next week. In the San Jose studio, I'm Jesse Gary, KTVU Fox 2 News.
Well, this is a great opportunity for Californians who want better education, safer streets, better infrastructure, and so on. Draper reportedly is a registered Republican, though, here we go, supported by former President Barack Hussein Obama. Democrat boosting is not exactly his MO, though the political implications of the plan could attract supporters seeing blue. See, I seriously doubt any of this will happen. This is a quote from Mark J. Rozelle, Dean of Policy and Government at George Mason University. Okay. Says his proposal would replace the current California with three states, Northern California combining San Francisco and rural northern parts, Southern California including San Diego and the rural parts, and California made up of Los Angeles and the coastal areas north of it. California eccentrics have tried and failed numerous times to split the massive state. Am I eccentric? I take great umbrage with that. This is as the articles are going on here. Says, but if the referendum were to beat the odds and get the green light from Congress, it would almost certainly shift the political landscape to Democrats' advantage. Clearly it would. Now, I'm going on the assumption, and I want you to go on the assumption, that the Democrats are working with Draper in trying to create this state. And this is their way of doing it. Okay. Click, click. In other words, they have completely clicked out of the equation here, the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, quoting the good professor from the Jesuit institution there, right? So, this is the point. If they look at viewing breaking up this state, this is how you do it, without including the provisions of the U.S. Constitution, the supreme law of the land, then that's my point. They are as stupid as we think they are. Now, that's to our advantage. I think they are. Because I've tried to talk to this guy and listen to his interviews about this. There's one interview we did with Tucker. We might play it maybe in the third hour. It's like, what? And, you know, Tucker Carlson's like, what? This guy doesn't make any sense. That's because he's not following the Constitution. So, on balance, they're not following the Constitution. And that is their problem. That little thing called the U.S. Constitution. The Bill of Rights. You know, they don't do it right. Now, when we come back, we're going to shift gears. And we're going to let you see how it's done right. We will do that when we come back, right? I promise you. Anyway, you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Speak of the new California movement, which seeks to create a new state by separating California's rural areas from its metropolitan coast. Its founders, it's really just two guys, cite overtaxation, regulation, and monoparty politics as the reason for the split, which are all good reasons for pulling out. California was once... Stop it! You know, I lived in California. It was once a pretty cool state. You had the film industry. You had orange groves. You had giant redwood trees. You had the Modesto Nuts. It's a minor league baseball team. They don't talk to me anymore. Now it's let itself go. An elegant gentleman has become your fat drunk uncle who can't even zip up his own pants. The founders of New California formally declared their independence this week. I believe we have tape of their presentation.
San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Everything on this side of the line is just hundreds and hundreds of miles of worthless desert land, which just so happens to be owned by...
Anyway, that was, of course, Gutfeld, and talking about the crazies in California and all that good stuff. But the fact remains is that we did declare independence, New California, which, by the way, when you break it down and you follow it, guess what? It's the constitutional way to do it. Hello? And we've done that. We're on the road in New California of doing that. And, you know, it's part of the rule book. It's part of our playbook to form a new state. Just follow the Constitution. I don't know why that's so difficult. People like to file lawsuits. Oh, we're going to file a lawsuit. We'll get a state. No, you're not. Lawsuits, voting, by voter initiatives, all that is not going to get you a state. And that is a fact, Jack. It is just not. So, where are we at in New California? Where we are at is mixing it up with, guess what? Sanctuary state.
A war of ideas going on in California, where the rebellion against Governor Jerry Brown's sanctuary state legislation is heating up tonight. These counties back the law that protects illegals, and these want it overturned, and that list is growing. Now San Diego, the second largest city in California, is going to take a big vote tomorrow night, potentially to overturn the law. Our next guest is leading that fight, former San Diego City Councilman Carl DiMaio. I spoke with him earlier and asked him how it looks.
Well, it's going to be close because, obviously, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There are groups out there who are trying to make this about racism. They're trying to make it about even immigration. Look, we are proud of the fact that America is built on immigrants. We are a welcoming country. San Diego County is basically indicative of that. We have so much diversity and tranquility in this county. But this is not about racism. It's not about immigration. It's not even about illegal immigration. Sanctuary cities and sanctuary states are about whether we want to shield criminals, whether we want criminals re-released into our communities to commit more crimes. And, you know, who is for that? The only people who are for that are the criminals and Sacramento politicians who are trying to play the race card in politics.
So if you buck this trend and you do not back this law, what will happen, you know, in terms of ICE and in terms of Homeland Security? Because Jerry Brown has already said that with this law in effect, he believes that those two entities should not be prevented from doing their job.
Well, the reality is that the sanctuary state and sanctuary city laws make it very difficult for federal law enforcement to do their jobs. And it actually puts...
That's a fact. Makes it very, very difficult for... but this is... I'm bringing this up, and I'm playing this. I'm kind of teasing what we're going to do in the third hour. This is where we're at. This is the battlefield now. It's turned into... what type of things that the state of California is doing to its citizens that cause people like us to want to form a new state. Crazy idea. Well, you know, this, and this is what, you got to have the founding fathers discussion here. Because the founding fathers, it's no question in my mind, the founding fathers knew that at some point in time, you've got states out there, and of course at the time they only had 13. But they knew that by human nature, and this is the good thing, by people's human nature, there is going to be a leader, probably, that's going to rise up and become a tyrant. Every state is, you know, has a potential leader that could do that. So tyranny could revisit these states that they're creating. And they're trying to, of course, through a federal form of governance, trying to keep them together. And they knew that they'd have to write a constitution which the laws would provide, that these things would have to be, you know, solidified, and that they said, look, there's only one thing that's going to keep us all together, and that is the recognition states that if you are a part of the union and you abide by the constitution, then you have to abide that the fact that the constitution is the supreme law of the land. So along would come, they knew this, at some point in time, that there would be a tyrant that would come along in one of these states, and a tyranny would befall the citizenry. So what do you do about that? Well, you have to have some sort of tools by which you can shed the tyrant and do it peacefully. So in Article 4, Section 3, they did that. The way it's written, Article 4, Section 3, is a classic. And a lot of people don't really quite understand how this whole thing works, but it's very, very simple. It says that in order to get a new state, that the state must approve, the legislature must approve the state split. And the only way you're going to do that is by working directly, the citizens, with the state legislature. The citizens working directly with the state legislature. Vote's not going to do it. The citizens, one-on-one, a mono-mono, that's the way it works. And then the state legislature has to approve you. In all these other little equations, they didn't do that. But one thing that's interesting about this whole process, what it did, is it completely left out government officials other than the elected representatives themselves. So governors, who could be tyrants, are completely left out of this state split equation. Bye-bye, Jerry Brown.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
The Liberty Tour returns. Liberty Tour 7 will be coming to Marysville, California, Saturday, March 3rd. Liberty Tour 7 features New California State Movement. You want to find out about what's really going on with the New California State Movement? Sign up for the Liberty Tour number 7, Marysville, California, March 3rd, 2018. Go to newcaliforniastate.com and register, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Liberty Tour 7, March 3rd, Marysville, California, New California State Movement. Get your Liberty Tour tickets by going to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Find out what's really going on with the New California State Movement.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. That's the big one. Lots and lots and lots of crazy things going on. And I'm telling you, it's going to get crazier. Okay, so we're going to talk about Mr. Pompeo. Mike Pompeo, a little bit of everybody's sitting here, oh, we don't want him to be the Secretary of State. Why is it they don't? There's a lot of resistance building against Pompeo becoming Secretary of State. You know, he made the trip over Easter to visit Mr. Aung and North Korea to arrange a meeting with the President of the United States. And that meeting is now, the trajectory is good on that. It looks like that's going to happen. So we could see the end of the Korean War. Actually, literally. I mean, it's been going on as a war since 1953. There was an armistice. They reached that, but they did not actually form a peace agreement. That didn't happen. So that was in 1953. That war has been a simmering war ever since. So Mr. Trump, President Trump, may be able to broker a deal here to stop that. That's going to be absolutely spectacular. And who's helped to broker that but, guess who? Mike Pompeo. The Dems are not happy. They are ticked beyond all recognition. And now there's a big movement to not approve him. Because remember, they've got to have a vote in the Senate to approve these presidential appointees, right? So this is a problem. Not really. You see, the problem is the Democrats are running, and so are the Rhino Republicans. They are running absolutely in hysterics at the prospect of Pompeo. And we'll talk about that, why that is. Anyway, stay with us. We're going to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.